Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are what? Life. And yet, we are looking at it, we are listening to it, and dead inside. But think about the little you put conscious effort to receive. That's the only one you remember. Huh? Have you stepped into a classroom? Which is my experience. My technology professor, my first day in his class, I was the only black. And he said, you can't pass my class. Before everybody, that this class, you won't pass it. He has never met me before. Now, how do you respond to that? Give me the book then. Let us see. And each time I was called to the presence of the classroom, I did exceptionally well. But the one that I didn't like the most was my Italian literature and history teacher, my professor. We did tests. She failed me because of one or two marks. I went to her. She said she can't do anything about it. So I went to the president. Said, look at it. The president called her in my presence. Said, how many of your own children went abroad to study? And they studied in other people's language. She was looking. That's how I passed the class. Don't blame me. Praise the Lord. I took matters into my own hands. Amen. So, you see, if we play the game of the devil, believe me, you're going to lose. You can't play devil's game and win. It's not possible. I hope I've not lost you yet. Amen. Hallelujah. You can see what you are going through in two ways. Negative or positive. It's a product of the mind. And either way, if you see it negatively, that would dictate what you would do next. If you see it positively, that would dictate what you are going to do next. Amen? The Bible says, listen to this carefully. And this is Jesus speaking. Mark 7:20-22. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. What comes out of the man? Because everything proceeds from the thought. He says that is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of man, out of the minds of men, proceeds what? Evil thoughts. Adulteries. You can't commit adultery without thinking about it. That's why anybody caught in adultery cannot say, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. Or no, not that it was a mistake. It was an accident. Huh? I accidentally stumbled and committed adultery. You must have thought about it. It must have marinated in the mind. You must have strategized. Thoughts. Fornications, the same. You see a sister, you like her. Or sister, see brother, like him. Begin to cunningly pursue. Asking somebody else, where does he live? 6 a.m. in the morning. Oh, sorry, I was just passing by from work. Thoughts. Murders. You know, murder, they call it what? It's either manslaughter, which is an accident, or what? Pre meditated, thought about it. Theft. You can't accidentally steal. You have long throat. You have seen it. And you just want it. And you know it's not yours. Huh? Pickpockets in town. They leave home well prepared to pickpocket. So you catch them. Oh, it was an accident. My hand just hit your wallet. And enter into my pocket. Covetousness is a product of the mind. What's in your mind? Wickedness. Just simple hatred. Product of the mind. Deceit. Deception. You see, let me tell you something about lying. When you have practiced lying enough, you don't need to think again before you lie. Hello? Did you hear what I say? Huh? There are some people that every word out of their mouth is automatically a lie. Not because they want to, but they are used to it. And there are people who live a life of suspicion. They suspect everybody. Therefore, if you ask them their name, they will give you another name. I don't know if he's the one they sent to kill me. So just tell him he didn't meet me. I'm not the one. Who says he wants to kill you? Lasciviousness. Living anyhow. An evil eye. Blasphemy. People who talk about things they don't know, they don't understand. Pride. Foolishness. All those things from the mind. Jesus said everything that defiles is from the mind. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. We talked about focus. Let's talk about confession. You know the confession we make? Opening of service declaration. Huh? Some people just make it. They just say it. They don't even know what they are saying. As I've come into the citadel of wisdom, into the tabernacle of glory. They just say it. They just read it. They don't even see the value in what they are reading. You know why? Their mind is not connected. And some people make positive confessions that their mind deny them. Because when your mind says a lie, then you believe it. You just say it. But your mind is not connected to what you are saying. You are not, because you see, Habakkuk says, I will wait to see what he's going to say to me. Words paint pictures, right? Those confessions should be painting pictures to you. And you need to be fixing yourself in those pictures. Until your eyes and your mind, until your mouth and your mind are connected, you'll get nothing. The mind you and I have can become a gold mine or it can become a landmine. I will explain a little bit because of our time. Amen? The mind becomes a minefield, a landmine, a minefield, when negative thoughts fill your mind. So even when positive is coming, the negativity will blow it away. Push. Some people have turned away their helper of destinies because of negativity of their mind. Some people have turned away help because of negativity of their mind. My wife and I, before we got married, we were friends. We're very good friends. She still talks about what I'm about to say now. One day she asked me, and believe you me, then I never even told her I liked her. I'd never even thought in my mind that I liked this woman. The day I really told her that I liked her, the sensation of liking was there I saw her first face to face. You know, sometimes picture can be deceiving. You know, sometimes people can send fake picture, which is not of themselves. You know, once bitten. You have to be very careful. We didn't do online dating. So when I talk about picture, that's not where I'm going. We didn't do online anything. So one day she said, actually, how did it start? I said, send me a picture of yourself. And she said, I said, email it to me. She said, I don't have a computer. Oh, really? Okay, I kept quiet. Then another day of discussion, she now said, can you buy me a laptop? I said, okay, I'll get you a laptop. Now, watch this. She was like, what kind of a man you ask a laptop and did not turn to toasting you? Did you hear me? Huh? She said that baffled her. That, you know, some men would like, okay, a laptop, no problem. As long as I'm on top. She said, because I never said nothing. I said, okay, because the way I view it is, this laptop will help you further yourself. I saw it as a seed. Not because I want anything from it. And that laptop, after we got married, she still complains about it. That the best laptop she ever had, I now gave it to somebody else. After she has used it and used it. The mind. Some people have turned away their destiny. If I collect it now, say I owe him. Some men can't take a girl for dinner without wanting something after the dinner. Sisters, is your life equal to dinner? As you are tasting the meat that is melting in your mouth, and the brother is saying all the sweet nothing, spending the whole money he has to deceive you. Praise the Lord. You think you have met a better person? Mind. But not everybody wants anything from you, from helping you. Not everybody. God just sent people to help you. Don't let your mind, the negativity of your mind, deny you your helper. Don't let Satan tell you you are inferior. Especially if one sister now told you, you know what? You don't belong to our class. If I were there, you, I would just respond, of course, I don't belong to pig class. I don't belong to animal class. Some people around you just want you to feel inferior. They just look at you and look down on you. They size you up from head to toe and just conclude about you. You're nobody. Don't let Satan do that to you. He didn't create you. No human being created you. God is your creator. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Both a man and a woman, fearfully, wonderfully made. There is greatness deposited inside you. There is the seed of greatness that God has folded inside you. You need to see yourself as a person of great value. And then the mind becomes a landmine when you begin to reject the word of God. The mind start denying the truth of the word of God. But that doesn't make the word of God of none effect. It just may not happen in your own life, but it will happen in somebody else's life. The guy I was talking about that I mentioned to the workers this morning. I stood on the pulpit like I'm standing here and I said, a day is coming very soon, we are going to be on TV. Some people said amen, some people laughed. And I didn't know what they said. It was when he came to pass, he came to me and said, Pastor, you know when you said this thing, I said, this man that was not on NTA in Lagos, thinking he's going to be on TV in the UK. He said to Brother Dickwa, he said, all of us that Pastor can't gather together, we didn't know our left from our right. We don't even know what prophecy is. We learned it from this man. You understand what I'm trying to say? What am I trying to say here? Don't let your mind deny what God is saying into your life. Don't let your mind deny that you can be healed. Don't let your mind become a stronghold of unforgiveness. Any man that will prosper, any woman that will prosper, begins to change upward, starting from forgiveness. Because the moment you forgive, you don't carry weight anymore. The moment forgiveness proceeds, because you see, there are two things about forgiveness. If you can't give it, it's because you've not been able to receive it. Because you don't think God can forgive you. Therefore, you can't forgive anybody. I don't care what you have done. I don't care how many people you have killed. The blood of Jesus Christ has already forgiven you. All you need to do is ask Him. And that's it. You don't pay. There's no price to pay for forgiveness. Jesus paid it all. All you need to do is confess your sin and receive forgiveness. That's all. Time is always the enemy of the mind. Please, I just have to add that one. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 The mind becomes a gold mine when it has adopted, listen to this, it has adopted the person of Jesus Christ. That is, made him Lord and Savior. Make him the controller of your life. And then adopted the principles of Jesus. Listen to this. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:13, wherefore, guard up the loins of your mind. Guard it up. Garrison your mind. Gather yourself together. Be sober. Soberness is not only when you are drunk and then put alcohol away from you. Those of you in church who still drink, when you stand before God, I hope you do. He will tell you it was wrong. You are sick, and they tell you alcohol is the cure for your sickness. Let me tell you, already you are cooking your liver. can't make you well. It can only make you more sick. Soberness is also stop weeping. Stop crying. Wipe your tears. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, the principles of Jesus Christ will work for anybody. It does not matter whether you are a believer or not. Even unbelievers practice the principles of Jesus Christ more than believers, even though they have not confessed Him as Lord and personal Savior. Making Jesus your Lord and personal Savior is not what will make you rich. It's not what will give you all you need. But following the principles, then that opens a new door in your life. Following the principles of Jesus Christ is to know those principles. And those principles are laid in the Word. God summed it up for Noah. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter. It will never pass. I sat down. I can't finish this preaching today. Continue next week. But listen to me. I sat down a few days ago again. I was thinking. I saw this advert. I think it was an insurance advert. Two men, gay. They went to adopt a child from another country. And I sat there and thought, if the Lord Jesus tarries in some tens of years to come, or maybe another century, the population of the world will have reduced drastically. When men begin to marry men, there will be no babies born. When women begin to marry women, there will be no babies born. They want babies, and they fight for other people's babies. They can't produce seed, but they want to take another man's seed. An able-bodied man, I'm going to call him out. I'm not scared. You know, you should know me by now. Bruce Jenner. Who won the triathlon in the Olympics? He won gold. He ran with men. And he won. He had children. I think five or so. Now one day he woke up and say he has always been a woman. That God made a mistake. Now, the money he had, he began to use it to change his features and become a woman. There is nothing he can do to become a woman. He's a man, but now he's an animal man. He's a caricature man. And all those who celebrated him, now having changed his name to another, a female name. In fact, all Christians who have daughters called Caitlin should go and change it. Because that man is an abomination. And every other one who are like him, they are abomination. Why am I saying this? Because they have the sickness of the mind. Their mind is sick. They need deliverance. If you are here and you are struggling with your sexuality, you better come and let's pray for you. No, no, it's not a matter of joke. It's not a matter of joke. You better let's go and come and pray for you, so that that demon can live your life. Amen. You see beautiful, beautiful women, able-bodied African women, and you are saying he's a man you are attracted to. We will import your cane. We will import your cane from Emutimeta. I'm telling you. Finally, the Bible says in Colossians 3:2. You see, I'm only giving you a little bit of groundwork today. This is not the whole of it. Colossians 3:2 says, set your affections, set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things on earth. Because everything on this earth, they are sensual, they are fleeting. One moment they are there, the next moment they are not there anymore. Let's rise up on our feet.